Lacey Hamilton walks into Better Half Diner, a local Sandusky spot, and sits down at a table with a cup of coffee and the daily newspaper. You could say this is his regular breakfast spot.
Two or three times a week.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice little restaurant.
Hamilton, who's been living in Sandusky for 50 years doing janitorial work, leans forward with his coffee and picks up the paper. The headline reads, Kasich in Town Today. Governor John Kasich's traveling State of the State show means more than 100 state leaders, from lawmakers to cabinet directors, descend upon Sandusky. Hamilton and many others in the city see this as an opportunity to tell their state government the story of Sandusky and what it needs. The city that sits on the coast of Lake Erie thrives off of tourism and fishing. Ask any local, like Hamilton, and they'll all tell you the same thing.
And if they don't do something with the water, you know, that stuff's going to all go downhill.
Hamilton wants Kasich, the State House, and the State Senate to know that Lake Erie needs to be protected from harmful algae for the sake of his city and his favorite diner.
If it wasn't for the tourist trade, you know, coming down here to fish and boating, like sailboating and stuff like that, little restaurants like this probably wouldn't exist.
Kasich's visit is the talk of the diner, which sits just a few blocks away from the Sandusky State Theater, the site of the governor's speech. The room is full of conversations centered around politics, water quality, and just how busy it's going to get. Two tables away from Hamilton is Scott Adkins, who admits he does have strong opinions about Kasich.
This area is part of Ohio that has been neglected for several years.
Aside from keeping Lake Erie clean, Adkins says Sandusky, like too many other Ohio communities, is dealing with a bad drug addiction problem. As Adkins sees it, Sandusky is missing out on the kinds of services other big cities get.
Offer some of the programs that he uses in Columbus and uses in Franklin County to the other residing areas, the poor areas like Erie County, Huron County, Columbiana, Mahoning, all the counties that have suffered. These are the ones that all they need this financial aid.
Travel half a mile east of the Better Half Diner along the coast of the lake, and Nikki Lloyd will tell you about her personal Sandusky story.
Sandusky is going through a renaissance right now, and the community has embraced it, and we're all pulling together to make sure that we get Sandusky to its full potential.
A few years ago, Lloyd and her husband moved back to Sandusky from Colorado and renovated an old building in the city square. They're now the owners of Hotel Kilbourne, a boutique hotel that has a front row view of the lake. To Lloyd, many entrepreneurs are flocking to Sandusky to add their own piece to the puzzle. That means new coffee shops, tap houses, wineries, and retailers. Lloyd says these businesses add depth to its identity as a lake town.
I want Sandusky to be fun, maybe a little bit weird and a little bit funky, but exciting and always something to do.
With all that's going well for Sandusky, City Manager Eric Wubser says it all hinges on a healthy Lake Erie.
You always lead with your strengths, and for us, our strength is the lake.
Would you like some fresh coffee?
Back at the Better Half Diner, Lacey Hamilton agrees that Lake Erie has helped make Sandusky a popular destination.
You can go any of the 50 states, and if you talk to a few people, somebody's always heard of Sandusky or they've been here.
The Kasich administration scheduled more than 50 events and forums around Sandusky. Kasich believes this is a way to take state government out of Columbus and bring it to the people. In Sandusky, Andy Chow for the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.